During budget hearings in Albany Monday, Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos confirmed that some of the proposed infrastructure funding could be channeled to qualified nonprofits.
The fact that the commissioner recognized these nonprofits that work from a very community-based approach to addressing large-scale, long-term environmental concerns was really music to our ears.
Senator Tim Kennedy says that's because nonprofits, such as the Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper, have been on the front lines with various government agencies in cleaning up polluted waterways. And Kennedy says it's expected to cost another $50 to $60 million for completing the cleanup of Skajakwita Creek and Hoyt Lake in Buffalo's Delaware Park.
Now, if this $2 billion initiative goes through in this upcoming budget and ultimately to the voters being passed in November, the Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper and other nonprofits like it will have the resources necessary to do their job effectively as they've done over the years.
Kennedy says the governor's proposal is recognition that Buffalo and other communities across the state have aging water and sewer infrastructure that has to be addressed. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.